Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja with American Muslim Community Foundation. And today on the 5 Fast Minutes Muslim Philanthropy Podcast, we have on Atika Sayeda, who is from the Son of the Trust Foundation. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. So why don't you tell everybody what you do at Son of the Trust Foundation?
Yes, Assalamu alaikum everybody and Ramadan Mubarak. My name is Atika Sayeda and I'm the co-founder of Son of the Trust Foundation. I'm currently serving as its financial and development director as well. We are based out of Miami, but our services have opened to the global community since the onset of the pandemic.
Wonderful. And if you had 2 minutes to share more about Son of the Trust Foundation, what would you like people to know?
Bismillah. So Son of the Trust Foundation and what we're trying to do is redefining education and community programming through a creative and innovative design and approach. From day one, Son of the Trust has been a vision and a mission-led organization. Our vision is to have adab, share knowledge, and show love in order to strengthen youth, families, and communities around the world. This is a very comprehensive vision, but it really comes to life practically through our programming, which is in education, wellness, and community-based. We aim to preserve the innate good and serve the well-being of children and families. We really believe that adab and knowledge and love as guiding principles reflect the essence of prophetic character and the prophetic community. And by embodying these principles, we believe that we have the best chance of mimicking that light and through it positively transform our communities. I do want to actually talk a little bit about Son of the Trust Prep, which is staple service of Son of the Trust Foundation. It's a K-12 full-time education program. Son of the Trust Prep is an innovative blended learning model that uses the public school curriculum infrastructure while delivering it in a safe, moral, and spiritual environment. Because we are built on a hybrid learning model, our students and learning coaches can deliver and receive the education through an online or on-site platform. And that this can happen seamlessly and interchangeably with just a computer and an internet. Any place can transform into a student or a learning coach's learning pod. So Son of the Prep education model actually was inspired by the design of Lewin's field theory of education. Lewin describes and identifies the life space of a child and the forces within that space. Son of the Prep sits at the center of the child's life space. In designing this model, we also realized that it was necessary to provide support and guidance to the family and to the communities who also belong to the student's life space. Mm-hmm. So this led to a very natural development of Son of the Wellness and Son of the Community programs.
I'm really fascinated by all the services that Son of the Trust provides. And for those interested in learning more, we have a full length episode as well, where Atika and Rehan go into deep detail of all of the different programs. So I know all of this must take a lot of resources and community building and time and effort from your board and staff and everybody in between. And of course your donors. So if you had a minute to thank them, what would you like to say?
To our donors, I would like to appreciate them for trusting us and for supporting us. We see their philanthropy as an investment, really, in the future of our children, families, and communities. We do have local impact, but we hone in on that impact. By supporting us, I want to let them know that they're investing in three key areas. One, creatively led and innovative in our approach to education and community service. Two, inspired by the philosophy of effective altruism, we aim to improve the lives of others through the most effective and sustainable ways possible. And three, we are vested and are investing in the spiritual outlook and well-being of our communities. Recently, my husband, Rehan Mirza, I was having a conversation with him. He's the founding executive director of Son of the Trust Foundation. He told me, he said, Atika, it's our obligation to stand up to the problem of the spiritual climate crises that is happening in our communities. And he said that what we see right now is just the tip of that iceberg.
Yeah, and you know, everything that I've seen of Son of the Trust, all of the Akhlaq building program and everything that you are doing is hopefully will answer that for not only you know, your kids' generation, but also the families and the everybody that you serve as well.
Sure.
So, you know, one of the partnerships that Son of the Trust and American Muslim Community Foundation has is the endowment that Son of the Trust has. So if you want to share a little bit more on AMCF overall, what would you like to say?
I would. I actually was thinking about this and I said I had two words to describe AMCF, and I see that as responsible philanthropy. I think the work of AMCF is really what's needed to bring together charity that's done from the heart, but also with charity that's done with an intellect. I think it's a nexus point for our community to grow in our giving, in its infrastructure and its potential for to increase the impact of our giving. Although emotions play a very big role in our decision to give and to do charity, but when it's guided by a responsible and a really accountable framework, I think it can ensure that our charity travels the widest distance possible. And I honestly believe that AMCF's work can help us cover the widest distance possible.
I really appreciate you sharing that so eloquently. And I think, if you think of the shortest distance from like heart to heart of like giving as well, I think it encompasses both that emotional side and the strategic side and everything in between. So responsible philanthropy definitely rings a bell. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yep.
And lastly, we love asking our guests, what are three charities that you personally give your sadaqah and zakat to?
Absolutely. So I have three on the top of my list. One is Islamic Relief, and the reason is because they're just such a long-standing, tenured humanitarian organization in not just North America but the world. They're trusted and they're reliable. So that's definitely my one on the list. My heart is also very close to Mohsen. It's the first of its kind at a national level to improve the accessibility and experience of people with disabilities within our mosque and our community centers. So a big shout out to the work that Mohsen does. I really believe in their work. And the third and the last is Al-Maqasid. It's close to my heart for many reasons, but honestly, primarily because of their just unwavering commitment to establishing a community that's rooted in tradition, but catering to the really the needs of the North American audience, and not just for the child and the family, but really everybody within our ecosystem of the Muslim community. So Al-Maqasid is up there.
For sure. And you can learn about Islamic Relief, Mohsen, and Al-Maqasid in AMCF's nonprofit directory. And of course, Son of Trust is always on the top of the list. So you can find out more about Son of Trust at sonoftrust.org and on social media at Son of Trust. Thika, it's been such a fantastic pleasure chatting with you these few minutes. And I hope that more people will start following the work of Son of Trust as well.
The pleasure is all mine. Thank you, Muhi, for having me.
Of course, Ramadan Kareem to you and your family, and Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.